everybody. Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. I've got here the Hindu scriptures known as the Upanishads, and I'm going to be reading from the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, beginning at verse 9, where it says, "The Lord, who is the supreme magician." And this is something that the Lord is called multiple times in the Upanishads, the supreme magician. Listen to verse 10. "Know him to be the supreme magician who has brought all the worlds out of himself." Verse 11, "Know him to be the supreme magician who has become boy and girl, bird and beast." So let's see what the Bible says about being a magician. Well, magicians are mentioned throughout the Old Testament. For example, in Exodus chapter 7, verse 11, the Bible reads, "Then Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers. Now the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments." So according to the Bible, one who is a magician is equated with being a sorcerer or an enchanter. Again in verse number 22, "And the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart was hardened, neither did he hearken unto them, as the Lord had said." Chapter 8, verse 7, "And the magicians did so with their enchantments, and brought up frogs upon the land of Egypt." So over and over again, magicians are those who use enchantments, black magic, sorcery, etc. Well, the god of the Upanishads, the god of Hinduism, who I believe is the devil, and if you watch the film The Truth About Hinduism on YouTube, then you'll see clearly that the god of Hinduism is clearly Satan himself. Well, the god of their scriptures says that the Lord is the supreme magician who has become boy and girl, bird and beast. So not only is this book calling God the supreme magician, which is blasphemous, but it's also saying that he became boy and girl, and that he became bird and beast. This is exactly what Romans 1 warns about when it talks about who changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. That's not who God is. God is the creator of the universe. God is the Lord of the old earth. He's not a boy, girl, bird, beast, whatever we want him to be. No, he's the Lord. "And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And that is the name of Jesus." He's not a magician. He's not a sorcerer. He's not an enchanter. That stuff's of the devil. Jesus is the light of the world.